Insurance companies may require what's known as prior authorization for medical services before they will cover it. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Abigail Ruman reports a Senate committee approved a bill Thursday to limit the use of the practice for state health plans like Medicaid, but an amendment to the bill stripped several key provisions.
The original bill included several policies that would have limited how much insurance companies could use prior authorization. This included prohibiting its use for drugs under $100, putting a cap on how often insurers can require it for covered services, and eliminating it for all opioid substance use disorder treatments. All those provisions were removed over fiscal concerns. Senator Liz Brown says this issue is costing the state more money in the long run, and it's hurting patients.
This is disturbing to me that we aren't able to figure this out, and this is no offense to anyone on this committee or in this body, but the insurers have done a good job of dragging their feet on this.
Brown says lawmakers need to consider how much it costs for providers to employ people just to process prior authorization paperwork. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Abigail Ruman.
The bill now heads to the full Senate.